Homeschoolers react to Obama's education demand. Tuesday night in his State of the Union address, President Obama called on all states to raise their school compulsory age to attendance age to 18, a move that stirred verbal backlash from homeschoolers. This is Pastor Sean Harris, and I would suggest to you that this move should stir more than verbal backlash from more than just homeschoolers. This morning we're looking at an article from Charisma News, and it's written yesterday, January 25th, 2012, in reaction to the President's State of the Union address. The President is suggesting that there is a necessity of raising establishing a federal, or all states should comply with a federal suggestion that students should not be allowed to drop out of school at the age of 16 or whatever age each individual state has established. Now, obviously, I am not in favor of students dropping out of school. That's ridiculous to suggest that anyone wants students to not complete a high school education. Obviously, we would like many students, all students, to finish a high school education. We would want many students to go on to college. That's not the issue at all. Michael Ferris, founder and chairman of HSLDA, that's Homeschool Legal Defense Association, suggest, and I believe he's right, there appears to be no limit to the president's desire for power. After 18, will it be 19? When does it stop? Mr. President, how much power do you have? I think everybody should make their bed in the morning. I don't think that sheet should be left unmade. I think that it's important that the sheet is pulled back and the pillows are put in place and that the comforter is spread on there. I think that's important. But I do not think that there should be a federal law mandating that all American citizens make their beds. I would suggest to you that this is precisely why Ron Paul has done as well as Ron Paul has done in this election season. Because we as citizens of America are just about fed up with the degree to which the current administration has an appetite that will not be satisfied. Their belly is never full. They are not content with whatever the current state is. There is a need for more government regulation, more involvement, more involvement, more involvement, more involvement. Most recently, this occurred at our church. Just to give you a tiny little example, we had door stops on all our doors so that on Sunday mornings the doors could be propped open to facilitate the movement of people through the hallways at a much easier manner. Most recently, a fire inspector doing his job, nothing against that man, told us that all door stops had to be removed, that in the interest of protecting the safety of the public that attends church on Sundays, all doors need to be kept closed so that if a fire started in one end of the building, that the fire would not spread from one end to the other. Now, this is great, this is safe, and we complied. But I'm just giving you an example of how the government extends and extends and extends and extends. Moreover, I would suggest to you that if a student doesn't want an education, we should not force that student to be sitting in a chair, disturbing other students, making it difficult for them to get an education. That we don't need a federal requirement keeping students in a classroom beyond a particular age. I would suggest to you that every county in the United States should be able to suggest what age they want. While we can argue that it is in the best interest of students to get an education, we can also argue that we cannot afford to keep students in the classroom who don't want to be in the classroom. I would suggest to you that the president is pandering to the teachers' union. Because the more students that are required to be in school, the more justification there is for teachers under union contracts. And I know myself, since my child gets educated in a private school, I pay county taxes, state taxes, federal taxes for benefits that I do not receive. You say that's your choice, and you are correct. That is my choice. But I would like the choice to opt out. I would like the choice to opt out. I would like the opportunity to either not pay or to receive a rebate or a tax credit appropriate to what I am not costing the government because I educate my child myself, either through homeschooling or through private school. But of course, that doesn't fit well with a top-down agenda that's trying to establish as much control at the federal level as possible. The next election is an important election. Christians, consider how you're going to vote and vote wisely. The federal government is too big. The federal government is too big. This reminds me so much of when Israel was demanding that they have a king and badgering Samuel over the need. We want a king, we want a king, we want a king. And God was telling his people through the prophet, you don't want a king. You don't understand how a federal government just grows and grows and grows. You don't realize that a king will want more and more and more, and the king will never be satisfied. And the taxes will increase, and the taxes will increase. And isn't that where we're at now? Is there any hope that the $15 trillion debt is going to go the other direction? Is there any hope that the next president is going to substantially reduce the size and scope of government? Is there any hope that the Department of Education at the federal level will just be closed down? That we will push the education of children down to the states and the counties, that we'll recognize that the federal government is too far removed from each state and each region and each county to know what's best in their area. To suggest that in every community in America, the federal age needs to be 18 years old is ridiculous. There may be 16-year-olds that get more than a sufficient education, and then they move on to something else. They get a trade. They get a valuable trade and become citizens that offer a great service as a carpenter, as an electrician. They don't need to be required to stay in school beyond the age that they and their parents establish as reasonable. We don't need a federal law mandating this. We don't need the state, the federal government, withholding funding, which is the next step. This is the way they manipulate it. If you don't change your state-mandated attendance age to the age we want, then you get less money, and the states that comply get more money. Watch this happen, by the way, real soon, if the president gets another chance, another 4 years. Watch this happen real soon with regard to money for health care for those states that have normalized or legalized gay marriages and those states that haven't. Watch there be a disproportionate amount of federal funding going to states that have legalized gay marriage and those that don't. The federal government manipulates the states' choices by the manner in which they hand out money. Not any different than a father who has 4 or 5 kids, and the child who panders to the father gets more money than the child who doesn't pander to the father. It's not any different. It's the same exact thing. It's happening at the federal government, and all of us need to be aware of it. And I would suggest to you that more than homeschoolers should be concerned about this, that all of us should ask for an end to the Department of Education at the federal level and recognize that the government needs to limit its scope to that which is critical that the federal government do, beginning with, first and foremost, the defense of the country against those who would seek to do it harm. Think about it. Send me your comments at pastor@BrehamBaptistChurch.org. Have a great day.